streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest out of L.A., Miss Carolyn Hamilton, a.k.a. Bubbles. Bubbles is a former Roland 20s gang member out of L.A., California. Carolyn is a sister who survived the trenches and harsh realities of the street scene. Carolyn still resides in L.A., her birthplace, the place which brought her to the forefront of the struggle. Carolyn is now making a difference as a gang interventionalist along with others in L.A. She is known for her persistence and dedication in helping curb the violence in her community. And she also works with an organization called Girls in Gangs. Her slogan is, "If I can save one life, I have served my purpose for the day." So before we bring Carolyn on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank everyone who tunes into our radio show every Wednesday night. And I just want to thank everyone who supports the movement in educating these youths against gangs, drugs, and violence inside the walls. And I just want to give a shout-out to my two brothers that's in prison doing life, bitch. You know, Marvell, Christopher, and Robbie. I want to send that love out into all our other soldiers as well behind the walls and in the street. So without further ado, we're going to go to our great guest tonight, and that's Ms. Bubbles, and she's going to formally introduce herself, and we're going to get this program started. So we'll turn the mic over to you, Ms. Bubbles.
Hi, good evening, Ms.
Can you hear me, Bubbles? I think your phone's going in and out. Check your phone. We're having some difficulties hearing you. Okay. We dropped a call. We dropped her call. She'll call right back in. But while we're waiting for her to call in, we're going to just do something a little bit different. And we're going to bring her husband on, and we'll let him do a little introduction of her and maybe a little bit about himself. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? My name is Donovan, also known as D-Bam, a former Blood gang member out of South Central Los Angeles, from the family Swans on the east side. Well, as of now,
go ahead, my brother. We're listening.
As of now, I'm working alongside Carolyn from a distance as far as dealing with the situations out in the streets, you know, trying to help as far as curb the violence and help the youth that's trying to get off in gangs, trying to curb those youth to not get into gangs. I'm doing a whole lot of stuff right about now. I'm trying to work on a book, poetry, as far as to help those incarcerated, to talk about the things that went on in prison and things that goes on in prison. I'm working alongside guys in San Quentin on death row, trying to help some of my homeboys get off of death row, from which I've helped one already by being a character witness. And right now he's in a county jail with a new trial, and hopefully everything works out and he can touch the streets again. But there's so much that goes on. But there's so much that goes on in Los Angeles. And I'm trying my best, along with others, to try to make a difference as best I can. Because I am a man.
Like
Because I am a man who thus far have served 26 years in prison.
And you definitely, you know, able to educate inside the walls and send a message outside the walls, because you know firsthand that the streets don't love you back. Is that correct?
True, true. You know, once inside, a person learns a whole lot of things. The first thing you realize is that those who you was fighting against, being that I was a blood, the Crips was my opposing enemy, but you realize that these guys are not your enemies once inside. And this is really where the bond begins once you're incarcerated. You find out who's your enemy and who's not your enemy. And you begin to understand that you're no different than the next man, the guy that you was fighting against. And from these realizations, you come to terms with working together and that you all share the same story. And the true basis of the story is to save lives from both sides and really all around.
And that's truly the bottom line, good brother. And we got your wife back on the line. So we're going to go to Ms. Bubbles, and we want you to just hold tight for a few minutes, good brother.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Ms. Bubbles, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're ready to rock then. Well, your husband was telling his portion before you got back in. So now you can go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the world, and we can go ahead and get your story started along with your husband as well.
Ms. Lucinda said it all. I'm a former gang member from Rolling 20 Bloods. I've had a lot of hardships, drug addictions, gang affiliations, been shot, stabbed, hit by a car, anything that could happen to a person basically happened to me. But now I'm a changed person, and I'm out here trying to save lives to make things different for the young kids coming up.
Now, you guys, I know your husband's working on a book. You told me that you're working on a book, and, you know, you guys put together are going to have a really big story to tell, because you guys were together back in the day when things in South Central and L.A. were really at its worst. And you guys have gone through it all. And even being separated, you've still stuck it out together. And now you're both trying to fight that good fight. But the stories that you guys both have to offer and share are really going to be able to help a lot of people. But let me back up just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your life growing up in L.A. And I think if I have the story right, you did have both of your parents with you? You grew up with both of your parents?
Correct, I did.
Correct?
Yes, I did.
And your parents kind of, your parents, go ahead.
Oh, I'm the youngest of nine children, and I did live at home with both of my parents, and I went to private school all 12 years. And it wasn't until I turned 18 that I really cut loose. But I was born and raised in my neighborhood, and I just took it and ran with it.
So let me ask you, if you had your parents, you were in private school, your parents were trying to teach you to get your education and do the right thing, but you still wanted to go out in the streets and be that gangbanger girl. What drew you to the streets? What was that strong connection for you?
I think it was just, it was more or less like a family. Being the youngest child, I was always home, always sheltered with my parents. And my siblings were always gone. My hobbies were going to the skate ring. And at the skate ring is where I encountered all of the homies. And it went on from there. It was just a bond, and I started hanging out, and one thing led to another, and I just slowly, gradually strayed away from family life at home with my family and went to my family in the streets.
So So tell us a little bit about what it was like for a girl being involved in the gang life and the street life.
Well, basically, I grew up with six brothers, so I was never really treated like a girl. So it wasn't hard for me to get out in the street and be rough and tough. And at the same time, I felt like I had to prove myself to other people. And it only took a drop of a dime for someone to say something very petty to make me snap. And once everybody started calling me crazy, I started acting like it and portraying the image of a crazy person. And that just took me deeper into bubbles.
Wow. So how did you meet your husband?
Two mutual friends. Mutual friends.
All right. And he was involved in the same life, in the street life.
Yeah, at that, he was.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of the encounters that you had out there in the street. I want these young girls and young women to understand, you know, that it's not as glamorous as it's portrayed on movies, and it's not really the way that other people may perceive it to be. So I want you to really, you know, talk to the youth and talk to the young girls, you know, about the realities of gangs and girls in gangs.
My reality basically didn't start coming to play until I started losing people that I really, really cared about. One incident, I had a homeboy get killed because he jumped in the way from a bullet hitting me. I've had another encounter where I was sitting on the porch and I had gotten up and walked away, and no more than 3 minutes later, a drive-by took place, and the guy that was sitting behind me on the porch, he was struck and killed. I've been shot at a couple of times. I think the most hurtful part for me was watching my parents suffer because of my actions, watching my parents stand in jail lines to come visit me. And during this time, no one else came except my older brother, which he's now gone too. But I had no support. None of my homies came. But the minute I got out, everybody was there. I lost quite a few people. I recently lost a young man that I grew up with and we were very, very close with. Tragically, I lost a homegirl at a party. She was killed, and she was 4 months pregnant, and she left behind like five children. So the gang life started showing up. What used to be glamorous, the parties and the drinking and the hanging out and the having fun, it just went all bad when people just start dying right in front of us. And all my real homeboys and homegirls are either dead or in jail. And that's the life we chose to live, and that's the life we're living now.
That's right. Now, how long were you and your husband together before he ended up in prison?
Actually, not long. My husband and I hooked up while he was incarcerated.
Okay.
So we knew each other on the street, but we didn't have contact like we have contact now.
Okay, I see. Okay, and your husband's first name again?
Donovan.
Donovan. Donovan, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
What would you like to add to what we've talked about so far?
Well, I agree with everything she said, but coming from a male's perspective, you know, the harsh realities of the things that I have been a part of and the things that I've seen with my own eyes in the streets, you know, they're similar, but to experience these things, you know, hands-on and just being on the scene, at times it was scary. You know, at times you feel kind of super when you start off with this gang-banging stuff. But as you go along with it, you start realizing how you're putting your life on the line and how you can lose your life. And when you start seeing other folks that's close to you getting eliminated, I mean, it's an eye-opener. And, you know, just to go to the gang funerals, because a gang funeral is much different than the average funeral. You know, it's just a total different atmosphere. And to see the family sitting on one side and a ton of gang members piling in, dressed in gang codes, I mean, it's a world within itself. But it's sad for the simple fact that the families, they're mourning their son or daughter, and the gang is there mourning their fallen comrade. Then it's like a mix of emotions, you know, for the simple fact. Here's a guy laying here that the family looked upon as one who could have made it through school, could have been all he could be in a positive way. And then the gang is looking at it as if he was doing things positive, which he wasn't. Because we all know gang banging is negative, selling drugs is negative, just the whole street scene is negative. And for any youth to look at it from the outside, it may seem cool from the outside. Because when I was on the outside looking in, it seemed cool to me, you know. But once you're on the inside, you realize this is not cool. And I wouldn't encourage no youth to be a gang member, no matter how much they feel that you can hang out late and all this stuff, that it seems cool to do these things, to drink and smoke weed and all that and do drugs. These things are not cool. Because once you come to prison and you sit down in that cell on your bed and you reflect on your life, then you see all the wrongs that you've done. You see all the mistakes you made. You know, even though your homies are not bad people, but you realize that all of you guys were doing bad things. You know, we were not uplifting the community. We were destroying the community. You know, we were not helping. We were tearing it apart. And these are the things you get to realize from the outside looking in as a grown man. Just the loss of so many homeboys, the loss of homegirls, you know, be it graveyards or be it prison with life without on death row. You know, it's sad. Because we all could have been so much. And these are guys that I used to run the streets with as a youth. I'm talking about, we used to play hide-and-go-seek together before we were gang members. And one day right. It all just happened. It all just happened where so many of us became gang members. And we had each other's backs. But the grief that we called so many people, you know, the guys we called our enemies were guys that we used to kick it with. Before we all started gangbanging, they chose to go one way, we chose to go another way. And then you see their families grieving, just like your family start grieving behind the loss of your brother or your sister. So there was a whole lot to come to terms with for me, you know. And I have a daughter. You know, I have a daughter right now who's serving time in prison. You know, she has more time than they gave me. And it's sad that she got caught up with some gang stuff. She didn't do it, but she was on the scene. You know, she was with the guy. But I can talk about wow. this forever, even though we don't have a whole lot of time. But I would encourage the youth to stay in school, to listen to those who speak in positive. You know, listen to your parents. Even if it's a single parent home, listen to your parent, listen to your elders on the outside who's getting at you on the real tip, and try to focus hard on doing the right thing, even though you may be in a community where you're up against it, but try to focus on doing the right thing. And if you can't, just make it on your own to do the right thing. Try to go outside to seek some help from somebody, you know, rather than a school teacher or someone that you feel that you can talk to. And there are some gang members. There are some gang members that a person can talk to that would try to curb the youth to not be a part of a gang. And I would encourage the youth to even try to seek that in an older guy that's been a part of this for for so long, and it's trying to make a difference.
Right, my man.
And there are organizations out there that you can go to that can help you out. Just like Gangs and Girls, the thing that Bubbles is a part of, you know. For the females out there, you can, in L.A., you can try to reach out to them. And I'm quite sure there's a number that will be available for young females that's not in Los Angeles that maybe you can call and you can talk to women like Bubbles who's been in a struggle out there that can help you out. And there's guys like Skip Townsend who's running Second Call that the youth can reach out to. I mean, there's many organizations out there, and I would encourage the youth to try to reach out. And if I can help anybody, I will.
Amen. That sounds beautiful, brother. And we appreciate you coming with the real, Adam, you know. And let the viewers know also, good brother, how old was you when you first started bidding?
Well, when I started doing time, I was 19. And I've been here ever since.
Wow.
When I first joined the gang, I was 13.
And you got caught up at 19 and ain't been on the street since.
Ain't been on the street since. And I just had my 44th birthday August 5th this year.
Wow. You definitely can let the brothers and sisters know that one mistake can cost you the rest of your life. And you didn't even begun to live, you know?
And that's also true.
And, you know, that's like my little brother and them. You know, I got two brothers doing life bits, and my little brother Robbie will be home next year, you know? But Marvell and Christopher, they got all day, you know? And it's like it's a feeling, man, they tell me that can't even be described, you know, when you go in front of that judge. He tell you all day, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a
you know,
shame.
At that time, they your age, 19, 20 years old at that time when the judge say you got a 50 to 60 or life, this, that, another. You know, that's a straight head knocker because you're looking down the stretch like, wow, I can't even see that far, you know?
True. Because once you get that time, the first thing you do tell yourself is, I don't believe I can do it. And as time goes on, you find yourself actually doing it because you start getting involved.
So what really made you keep your sanity in that joint, man? Because, you know, I know how when you're in the joint and how cats can go crazy just by being in the hole for 30 days or 60 days or just being in the joint period and ain't even got to be in the hole, you know? But what kept you together, this whole 25 piece?
Well, I believe what kept me together was when I first came as a youth, I was embraced by the G's that came before me. And the things that they taught me was on point. They had me reading literature. They had me reading things, you know, on Black Panthers and things about revolution. I was reading books from Assata Shakur, Angela Davis. I mean, I did a whole lot of fast reading. So to be a part of sessions on yards where they was really talking about positive things and how to be a real man opposed to being a gang member, these are the things that kept me sane, to reach out to family members and reach out to others out in society just to keep that connection. These are the things that kept me sane. It kept me from using medication that would, you know, mess my mind up. You know, I've been to the hole many a times. I did a shoot, a lengthy shoot. But one thing I did do, I got myself together. Anytime I was in a hole, I made sure I nurtured my mind and my soul, my spirit. I nurtured my body. I kept myself going. Because the worst thing you can do in here is give up, become institutionalized. Because once you do that, you've given up and you've let go of all your ties to society. You've given up on a whole generation.
Right. So what we're going to do, good brother, we're going to take a break right quick. We're going to go to a song and a commercial, and we're going to dedicate a song to you and Bubbles, and it's called Never Give Up. After we go to this commercial, we'll be right back with you and Ms. Bubbles. So just hold tight, everyone. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisole, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh. The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know. Okay. I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. Until this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Don't let it hold you down. You gotta get up. You got your dream. Keep on running, you gon' make it, keep believing. From reaching your peak, but honest.
right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we back kicking it with the one and only, Miss Bubbles in the house, along with her husband as well. And we're going to pass the mic to the missus, and we're going to keep this interview rolling.
All right. We're going to bring Bubbles back on. Are you there, Bubbles?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am.
So, give us your thoughts after listening to your husband, and let us know what's on your mind.
Yeah, after listening to my husband, basically, I really wanted to give a shout-out first and foremost to Skip Townsend and Vicki Lindsay. I did want to say that it takes some of us to die in order for others to live, and you never know who you're going to need or who will be in your corner. And I lost both of my parents within 18 months of each other, and I was abusing drugs and gang banging and just running amok. But Skip took his time to chase me. He would park his car and come look for me. And Vicki Lindsay and Pam didn't know anything about me. All they knew was that my mom had passed, and Skip asked for help. And he never stopped, and he never gave up on me. And I really, really appreciate Skip for everything he's done for me. And I am so grateful for Vicki Lindsay, and I owe it to them to try to make a change and to try to make a difference, and not just my community, but within myself as a person. And I really just wanted to say that.
Amen. And tell them we got a call, or we're
going to
go.
That's that thing. And, you know, we've known Vicki and Skip and Pam and them for just a few short years, but they've, you know, become close friends of ours, you know, and, yeah, like part of the family. And, you know, we were just in L.A. last weekend, and, you know, that's the first place we went. We were down right there at Second Call Organization, you know, down on Compton with Skip. And, you know, that was the anniversary of Lionel's murder, so
right.
Vicki was a little preoccupied, and it was her dad's birthday. So, you know, we kind of hit and missed her, but, you know, we were there the next day with Cynthia Nunn and with her food drive, and, you know, we were in and out, but some of the people that we've met there in Compton have, you know, become some of our good friends, people that we will cherish forever, and it's because of our common goals and the things that we're trying to do. You know, the backgrounds are similar, and then, you know, the things that we're all doing now, trying to educate the youth about the dangers of gangs and drugs and violence, and, you know, just those, that one little mistake can cost you your whole life, or, you know, 25 years of your life, or, you know, the loss of your life. So, you know, we just, eventually maybe we grow up and we just understand that what people were telling us before was real, and that now we come to the terms with it, and now, you know, we turn around at some point. But, you know, Skip, we said, yeah, we know Bubbles is going to be on our show this week, and he's like, oh, Bubbles. You know, he just shook his head. He's like, yeah, she's her own enemy. You know, like, you just got to get
progress.
Over it.
We argue all the time, but I still love him.
Well, they're proud of you, too. So they're proud of you for the things that you've done and the changes that you've made. And, you know, we're going to just hold on 1 second. We have a caller that we're going to bring on. I'm not sure exactly who it is, but we're going to see if they have a question for you. The last four digits, 2813. Caller, you're on the air.
Bubbles. Hi, my name is Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hello, Bubbles. I just wanted to give a shout-out and let you know how proud I am of you. I met Bubbles in a recovery, at, you know, on the opposite side after she's gotten, you know, back on track. And I just want you all to know she's a phenomenal woman, and she's made a change for her life and the better, and I know with Jesus in her heart, I know her parents are looking down, and they're very proud.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to first shout out, say Bubbles!
Yeah,
she's my friend.
That's me putting it down for Bubbles tonight, for sure, you know? Yeah.
That's right.
Love
I love her. She's my good friend. And, you know, we met, and she's going to be one of my good friends for dear life.
That's what's happening, then, you know? Yeah, we definitely appreciate you calling in, you know. I want you to hang in there with us. We got another caller, but we want you to hang in there with us, okay? All right.
Okay.
Hold tight.
All right.
Hey, caller, you on the air?
Yeah, this is G.I. just calling, checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back, man. How y'all doing today?
Oh, what's good with you, G.I., man? You done missed the show, baby. We kicking in with the one and only Miss Bubbles out of L.A. out there. You know, what's good with you out there?
Oh, man, I'm getting a late start, man. Everything, you know, I had to trickle down and, you know, see how everything was going. Just tuning in right now. It's a little late. But, you know, I'm always on deck. You know how y'all feeling?
Oh, everybody good, man. Did you hear any of Bubbles' interviews so far? You tuned in late.
I'm just now tuning in, man. I'm tuning in late, man.
All right. Well, we're going to go back over to Bubbles, and we're going to let you finish hearing some of her, you know, testimony, and then we're going to go to her husband and let you hear some of this great testimony. This is my homeboy, G.I. G.I. ride with me every Wednesday night, you know what I mean? And he out there in Cali as well, and he behind the gates as well, you know? But he always makes sure he call in and check into the show every Wednesday night, you know? So we're going to go run back over here to Bubbles and let you go ahead and break it down to a new caller that just called in, Bubbles.
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, we're right here, Bubbles. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say, Mr. Boy?
Yeah, I said go ahead and break it down to our new callers who just called in. We got a few just called in.
Do they want to ask me something or you want me to just talk to them?
Yeah, just break it down for them. That's all, Bob.
Oh, okay. Help me out with it. Hello?
Yes, we right here.
Are you there? Oh, okay. Now, I wanted to tell you all about who I work with, Donna Graham and Girls of Gangs. It's a phenomenal organization. It helps the youth, helps the young ladies. She is mentoring. She does Safe Passage at Lock High School. I actually thought that Donna was going to call in tonight, but unfortunately something came up. But I just want all of the young ladies to know that if you ever need any help, any guidance, you could look up Girls and Gangs or go to Skip Townsend's Second Call, either organization, Detours, any of the organizations up on the ceasefire will help anyone.
Right. And do you have a phone number or website for the Girls and Gangs, Bubbles?
The phone number is on the Facebook page. Just look up Girls and Gangs.
Okay, that's what it is then, you know. So we're going to run back over here to your husband. But before we go back to your husband, but we're going to catch this call and see if this caller would like to ask you a question.
Okay.
Last four digits, 9928, caller, you on the air?
Oh, yeah, my name is Kasing, and I'm in New York. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm a good friend of Bubbles.
Hi, Kasing.
Hey, Bubbles. Yeah, I was listening to y'all, you know, talking about the gangs. I do the same thing out here in New York, in Brooklyn, you know, try to help a lot of the gang members, you know. and try to stop a lot of the violence that's going on, protect the community, and do whatever we have to do, you know, because if we don't do it, ain't nobody else going to do it, you know?
That's real talk, my brother, you know?
I actually wanted to thank Kasim. Kasim has been working with me. I've decided to not just work in California. I'm trying to move across state lines. Kasim is a connect that I made across state lines, and we worked together, and by the grace of God, today, a young lady that was interested in being gang affiliated, and she lives along with her father, and her mother's passed, and I talked to her, and she was telling me she didn't have any help. She basically didn't have any guidance. And she kept coming up with all kind of excuses. Well, she wanted to be under my wings, but the wings of Bubbles, the gang member. So I tried to turn that around, and I turned it into a positive, and I called Kasim, and he worked something out, and he met the young lady today, and he took her, and by the grace of God, she'll be starting school next week. So that's a blessing in itself. And I wanted to verbally thank you, Kasim, for the help. And I know there's many more to come. This is just the beginning.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely, man.
And then, Kasim, do you have a website or a number if someone is in Brooklyn or around the New York area, Manhattan or something, and they need to reach out to you?
Yes, I do. They can hit me up at my email, bboentertainment@icloud.com.
All right. And give that out one more time for them.
All right. Bbo, B-E-B-O, entertainment@icloud.com.
All right, my brother. That sounds like a winner, man. And we really want to give you some love as well, man, just for reaching out and going to the streets, because that's what's really happening. You know what I mean? I don't knock religion or none of that, but, you know, really, you know, being in that pulpit, man, that's one thing, but God said his foot soldiers must be in the street, man, like he was. You know, he was laid on the battlefield. You know, he was on the battlefield, and he walked among all of us, pimp, hoes, hustlers, murderers, the whole nine. So this is where we need it at, man, on the front line, you know. So I want to thank Bubbles, Bubbles' husband, thank G.I., thank you. I mean, just all the soldiers, man, that's on the front line that know the real of this thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So we want you to hold tight, good brother. Don't hang up. I want you to ride with us a little more, and we're going to go over to Bubbles' husband right quick and get his opinion now that we done heard some other things. Hold tight, my brother.
All right.
All right, my brother, we got you back on that, man. Tell us about everything that you done heard, Brother Donovan, and give us your take on it.
Well, first of all, the brother who came in late, G.I., that's the name, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, I can see that this brother is in the trenches like I am, so I have a great understanding of a guy that's incarcerated, and I know that he sees the same thing that I see on my end as far as the lost souls that we have coming into the institution nowadays, coming into these prisons. You know, we have the youth coming in, and it's a whole different mentality. So as far as the G's, we have our work cut out nowadays, the way the streets done changed, and so many of these youth is out there on drugs, and they're coming in here with that mentality that they don't give a damn about nothing. You know, we got our work cut out as far as trying to work with them to try to help them get their minds together and their spirit in order so they can get back out there. And there's also other lifers in here, but we are trying to do things for one another to get back out, since California has started, you know, cutting these lifers loose. And it's all about trying to keep dudes on the right page and stop catching these petty cases, you know, knife cases and stuff like that, and drug cases, and messing their chances off of getting out. You know, it's all about trying to work with each other to try to get up out of these concentration camps. And as far as the brother in Brooklyn, I mean, I can feel where you are coming from. We have this problem across the whole country right now, from small towns to big cities. You know, the drug problem, the gang infestation problem. We have the youth out here killing one another like it's nothing.
Yeah.
So everybody, somehow we all need to connect. And I appreciate what's going on as far as what Bubba said, across the state lines. You know, we have to reach out further than Cali. We have to reach out further than the next state next to us. We have to reach out all the way across the board. And everybody need to come to one common goal and have this one common mission to go on where we can all help one another. Because this is not just a Cali thing or a New York thing or a Detroit or Chicago thing. This is a American thing as far as the problems that subsist in our communities. And I feel that everybody needs to chip in. You know, everybody needs to chip in to help out because it's a sad thing to not just see blood of the Crips dying out here in Cali, but just to see other blacks and the Hispanics and other youth that's dying in these small towns and these other cities in America. You know, it's not a good sight to see so many falling prey to this.
Yeah. And that's real, man.
And I noticed that a lot of organizations are starting to spring up in different places. These things are needed. Because, you know, when I was back out on the streets in 1988, I was a part of the Community Youth Gang Service. This was like one of the first organizations in L.A. But it wasn't as strong as Second Call and Detours, the thing that's going on with Taco out here out in Gardena. A lot of these things wasn't out, but this was like the basis, the foundation. And there was a lot of things I was doing then, but I had a young mentality. You know, I would do my job with them, and then I would go back out in the hood and start messing up because, you know, I was a youngster. But the things I did do, I did a lot of speaking before the movie Colors came out. You know, I was sent out to New York to do things pertaining to that movie to talk about it. I did a whole lot of speaking at USC and other colleges. I mean, I did a whole lot as a youth. But at the same token, my biggest regret is I didn't stay focused, and I made my greatest mistake in Carter Case. But I didn't give up. And here I am today, and I'm still willing to reach out. And I can honestly say I have my mind totally together, and my sleeves are rolled up, and I mean, I'm ready to do whatever I have to do.
My man. And that's exactly what's up, good brother. And what we're going to do, too, Brother Donovan, we're going to get your information from your wife. And, you know, I'm going to start sending you stuff, information inside the walls, because we service 150 prisons, man, across the country, fed and state men and women. So that's what our organization do as well. So we'll start sending you some of the Streets of Love You Back literature in there as well.
Okay, I appreciate that. Let me say this. I want to thank you and your coworker. I mean, for having a radio show, having a forum for people like me, Bubbles, and everybody else to speak on, you know, because these things are now offered on a wide range scale. So I want to thank you, too, for what you're doing. Because like Malcolm X said, information is power, and the power comes through media. You know, how many... If you got an outlet that can help a person reach out to millions at once, then we're rolling. And I see that's what we have right now.
Yeah, we appreciate it, bro. Yeah, we put this platform together back in 2009, me and the wife. You know, we started the Streets of Love You Back radio show, and we started the Streets of Love You Back movement. And everything got started off my book when my wife did my autobiography. And it's entitled The Streets Don't Love You Back. It's about my life growing up in the city of Detroit. You know, when I started gang banging at 10 and took my thing all the way, you know what I mean, to my 20s, you know what I'm saying, and started selling dope at 10 years old, seeing my stepdaddy get murdered in front of me and my mother when I was 9. So, you know, I got out in the street real early myself. You know, I just thank God that I didn't catch no long stretches like my homeboys and them catching life bits and just coming home, you know what I mean, after 22 years and 18 years of getting killed you know. But the biggest thing I regret is that I put my son in the game, and he ended up doing 15 years for a murder case. You know, he went in at 17, came out at 32. So I definitely got my share of stories about that gang and drug life, and I thank God every day for giving me that second chance, man, to even be here, to have a platform for anybody, you know?
Right, right. But one thing that's affecting, one thing that's showed is that, you know, we're all human. We all make mistakes. And as long as we learn from our mistakes and are willing to correct our mistakes, then we're rolling.
My man. That's what's happening. So I'm going to pass the mic to the missus, and the missus, we got another caller here, and okay, let me see. I think that's okay. Here we go. Hold on, Bubbles. We got something for you. Okay, last
Hello?
4 digits 4271. You on the air?
Yes, my name is Cora Brown, and I'm just calling to congratulate Bubbles. Bubbles, we love you, and you doing a damn thing, girl.
Thank you, Cora.
This is the Cannon House Live.
Yeah,
thank
we
you,
appreciate
Cora.
That.
And
yeah,
I'm very
Bubbles.
Proud of you. You doing the damn thing, giving people hope, courage, and strength. Know that.
Thank you, Ms.
Amen. Yeah, so the people right behind Ms. Bubbles, we're appreciating that, you know? That's definitely
we
a good
love you,
look.
Bubbles. 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 You do it, girl. I hope you catch some of those young gang-banging girls and bring them back to reality. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Each one, teach one.
Great.
Thank you.
You're an inspiration.
Yes, indeed, Ms. Bubbles. That's what time it is when people even see the change. See, that's the greatest thing when an individual see change in others, you know?
Right.
Say that.
I've come a long way, a long way.
She Amen,
has.
You know? And
okay,
we thank
I'm
God
let
that's
you go.
Able.
I'm going to let you go to the next person. I just wanted her to know that we are listening.
Well, we appreciate that.
You.
Hang in there with us now. Don't go nowhere.
Oh, I'm not. God bless.
All right. All right, Ms. Bubbles. We're kicking it all the way live tonight, and I'm going to dedicate another song to you because we're rolling and having such a good night tonight. I'm going to dedicate a song to you and your husband again, and this one's by one of my homeboys out of Detroit called Life is Just a Story. So we'll be right back with the one and only, Ms. Bubbles.
What's your cats up to, man? Up to you know what I'm saying? This shit I ain't talking about life,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for real,
every day's a struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Constant struggle,
you know?
Constant
struggle,
I
get it. I understand that, you
know?
Gotta keep moving,
you
know?
For real.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
See, everybody first went broke like me. Bro, wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living that everyday life. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed. Murder, between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with is more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your back when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Cardio frame with the diamond chips. I just bought a new whip. Can it paint it double dip. Every day is a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
greatly distressed in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk it, hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try, try. Life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try, try.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Help free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is B.O.Y.D. and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Eyck and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further, look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Grant is knocking you out like Robert Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure, smoking doja. And I'm coming on the real, yes the real, I thought I told ya. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees, it's time to come up. Party, you better not run up, because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus, struggles here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your face in the spot, who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check, time for respect, time to break necks. You wanted out the family, now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls, it wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself, now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself, because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself, you tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game, cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain, about to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hit from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you too, dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real, you had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like push on, get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my face. But you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate.
but you chose to segregate. Player hate, get it straight. Why you played yourself? No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface, cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was backstage. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should have messed with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick and slew of soldiers. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand niggero. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me in this game, Claire? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and saying, when it coming in.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're here kicking it with the one and only, Miss Bubbles in the house, you know. And I'm going to pass the mic to the missus. We're having a great, great show tonight with great information and great testimony.
All right. Bubbles, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions here. I wanted to ask your perspective of, are you there with us, Bubbles?
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to talk a little bit. I wanted to talk a little bit about girls in gangs, and who better to talk to than one of LA's gangbanger girls? So, talk to us a little bit about. You know, let's do a little education here for some of the youth. You hear all the time, and maybe it's not like it used to be, but a lot of the kids say, once you're in a gang, I can't get out. You can't get out, they say. What do you say about that?
You definitely could get out. It's about the choices that you decide to make. If you want to become alienate yourself from everybody, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. the people are going to look at you different, no doubt. But by any means, it's your decision to make. Now, different games do different things. You jump in, you jump out. That's a part of life. But anything that you do in life, you definitely have a choice.
Right, and we know that, you know, there's a lot of families that, I mean, it's just history. You know, mom and dad were a gangbanger and a drug dealer.
Right.
Grandma and grandpa were a gangbanger and drug dealer. And you can't, I mean, it's hard to say, you know, I'm going to leave my family, although sometimes that may be what it takes. You may have to just, you know, leave the state that you're in. You know, you just sometimes have to get away from everybody that's involved if you want to change your life, whether it's your family, your friends, your street friends, whatever it is. It's a tough decision, I think, for a lot of people that were born into it and raised in it. What do you think?
Well, myself, as old as I am, I find it kind of hard not venturing back to the neighborhood, no doubt. But for me to have picked myself up, I had to get out of the neighborhood. It was like what Skip says, I see dead people. I was one
right.
of the dead people. Just
exactly.
the walking dead, just a zombie. All I knew was the street life, that just one particular corner of Adams and Normandy. But one of my mottos is, after I grew up and grew out, was that you could love the hood, but the hood can't love you back. It's a stop sign that we're dying for, that we're risking our life for, that we're taking chance after chance over, that we're making our families suffer over. And it was ironic that similar to your talk show, the name of that. But
mm-hmm.
I definitely have to leave, and I find myself struggling within myself when things happen in the neighborhood. I want to jump up and I want to run because that's what I'm used to. But I could only stay there for so long because, like I said, I'm a recovering addict. And
right.
the hood wasn't just gangbanging for me. The hood is where I sold dope, to smoke dope, to buy dope, to beat you out of your dope. I just had to break away clean, and it wasn't until my parents died and the age that I am now, I was a fortunate child, and until the day that my dad died, there was nothing that I didn't want for. So I took advantage of that, and I took advantage of my family. I took advantage of the opportunities that they gave me, and I neglected my parents. I neglected myself for my hood, and in return, all I got was being laughed at, ridiculed, talked about. Now, there are some friends that I could pull out of the hat in the hood. There are some people that have stuck by me. There are also some people that have been backbiting me since I've come out from where I was. But to me, that's not an issue. The issue is, it is hard being in the city of L.A. and not being able to go to my neighborhood. And the only time I do show my face is when somebody dies or when something tragic happens. And still then, everybody around me is doing them, and I can't be the Bubbles that I used to be. For one, the example that I'm trying to lead. For two, the sobriety that I'm trying to keep. And for three, because I'm trying to be a peacekeeper. And peacekeepers just can't sit in the hood all day with the same people that they gangbang with.
Exactly. Or sold to or used with.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
But I am very fortunate and very blessed. Like I said, I do have several good friends and one friend from the hood, she too is in recovery, and she stays on my head. We call her Lil Bit, but she's constantly on me. Even if she sees me doing something on Facebook, I mean, she's on my head. But those are friends that I love, friends that I could argue with, and we still love each other the next day. I'm also most gracious to my older sister, Rochelle Collins. I'm like the prodigal sister. It's like I've done so wrong to all my family, but in the midst of it, she's seen me coming, and even though we argue and fight, she open hands, and she too is a recovering addict with 22 years clean, but she decided to work with drug addicts. I decided to work with gang members, but it's still all in all saving a life. And that's what
right.
page that I'm on today.
And, you know, a lot of times gangs and drugs are always intermingling. You know, either you're selling them and using them, or you're using them and you're, you know, you're fighting for them. So it's all a part of the street life, you know, gangs, drugs, and then of course, if you're gang banging and selling drugs, you're packing and you're ready to kill because it all goes together. And
exactly.
That's just the way it is.
And when you're on drugs, there's no limit to what you'll do to get them. And
exactly.
The kids that I work with today, that it is to them smoking weed. There's nothing wrong with it. That's a gateway to everything else. And I just don't understand. I have over 50, 60 nephews and nieces, greats and grands, and it just trips me out for them to say, Auntie, I got to smoke a blunt before I go to school because it'll make me do better. And I'm like,
wow.
That sounds so stupid to me. And I mean, I don't understand the kids of today. They're not cut like we were. And this is a different era. When I came up, we respected our G's. If you were older than us, we respected, we listened. But now these kids are telling you you're not a factor and F you. And, you know, I don't play with kids. I simply don't play with kids. And I get a lot of respect from kids. I laugh. And even being a drunk addict, I love nothing more than my little homeboys and my little homegirls. I learn from them as they learn from me. And even though a lot of times I would be drunk talking, they all would say all the time, there's always a lesson that we learn from Big Bubbles. And it is, if you focus in and listen while I was drowsy or, you know, talking crazy, but I love the youngsters that are in, not just in my neighborhood, in all neighborhoods. And it's like now I don't discriminate. And what bothers me the most is to see hood-on-hood crime, homies fighting homies. And that's like what I'm totally against right now, and I'm struggling with it, and it upsets me. But it comes a point in time where some things Bubbles just can't fix. I have to let go and let God, because the battle's not mine. And
right.
Sometimes that's hard for me to grasp because I think I can fix everything.
Right.
And that's what I'm bringing today.
Well, I want to say, first of all, being able to make that change is a big accomplishment. And you know, no matter which friends come and which ones go and which ones stay and which ones, you know, want to be haters and put you down for leaving or doing what you have to do, you know, it's still a great accomplishment and you are on the path to success. So, you know, don't ever let anybody put you down. And you're doing the right things and you've, you know, you're with the right people, with Skip, Vicky, Pam, everybody from down in that, you know, the organization there. So willing to help, and that's all you have to do is be around positive people that are seeking to do better things, and you'll be okay. So
right.
I congratulate you for your sobriety and congratulate you for, you know, taking a stand to make a difference in your community and worldwide. Like you said, it's not just in L.A. It's worldwide.
I'll cross the state
yeah.
line.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And that's one thing that the Streets Don't Love You Back, Rob and I do. You know, everything that we do is worldwide. And we open these platforms and we bring people together and we meet people and we network with people. And you know, we're just educating worldwide, from the East Coast to the West Coast, to the North to the South. We've had guests from Germany, UK, you know, just everywhere on our show. And it's all about educating the youth. It's educating adults, it's plain old educating everybody on gangs, drugs,
it's
violence, and abuse.
I think with me, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And
right.
I recently started working with communicating with kids in New York and Detroit and Virginia And it's like their way of thinking is so different than Cali life. And sometimes I get, like, so mad because it's like, why don't they get it? You know, these kids, it seems like the more you school them, the dumber they get. Like, they are not getting it. But then you have just Southern kids that I've been to Little Rock, Arkansas, and they listen and they respect that. It's like they don't want to talk over you. They want to learn. But
right.
Some kids you could train, and some of them you just can't. But
right.
My thing is not to give up. I don't give up on them.
Exactly.
Either I
nope,
yell, holler, cuss at them, or I pray with them, or whatever I got to do, I do it.
That's what's up. You know, I want to talk about another issue that girls in gangs have. And, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that girls, join gangs, as we know. But a lot of times when girls get involved in gangs, there's more drug use, drug abuse, more sexual activity, more sexual abuse and victimization. In your experience, I mean, talk to the girls out here who are thinking of getting involved in gangs, or even girls wanting to get out. But talk to the violence and the sexual abuse and the drug use and the different things that is all just a part of it.
Wow. Basically, what I have to say for any female that would get involved with gangs is like, don't do it. Just don't do it. My family tried to send me away to college, and I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay home with all my other siblings. They left. I stayed in the hood. Some girls do it for protection. Some girls do it for love. But times are changing, and these young men now they're trying to pimp girls out. I mean, my tolerance level for that is like zero in my neighborhood.
Right.
But it's so much happening with these kids, and they're dropping the pills and taking the mollies and snorting the cocaine.
Exactly.
And they call it getting turned up. But, you know, it comes a time when you have to get turned down or turned off. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I've had a couple of friends get high off of pills. I say friends, little homegirls. And they end up at parties and getting sexually abused. I had a young lady die at a party while under the influence of the pills and the liquor. And then they get strung out. They get raped, gang raped. And it's
right.
like... One more time again, you can love the hood, but the hood ain't going to love you back, because who's to say those homeboys that took you to the party didn't set you up to get raped?
Exactly.
So it's a whole lot that goes on with girls and gangs, and if you're not a strong-minded individual and you don't hold on to your seat and you don't know how to drive that car and you just want to be a passenger, I suggest you tell them to pull over and let you out. But see, me, I was the type of individual that, like Skip said, I was my own worst enemy. There wasn't too much you could say or tell me to do. It's like I had a mind of my own, and I'm still struggling with that. I'm a work in progress, but I had the mentality like you can't tell me nothing. But I had the gift of discernment. I knew right from wrong, what not to do, and what to do. So all I could say to the young ladies is be just that, a young lady and not a hood rat.
Exactly. You know, and they have to be aware, too, that the guys that are offering them the free drugs in the beginning a lot of times are doing that to get them hooked on it and then control them with the drugs. And like you said, they prostitute them out. And make them do things that they don't want to do.
And then again, a lot of older guys are having younger girls sell the drugs for them.
And that's another problem, too. And then the girls think that that's their only means of support.
Right.
They don't need a job. All they have to do is hustle the drugs. So that's
right.
Another problem.
Hustle the drugs, and then they'll get their nails and hair and clothes and told what to do and when to come and when to go, but they'll look good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we sure appreciate, you know, all of your expert advice, and I'm going to hand the mic back over to Rob here for a minute.
Okay. All right, Ms. Bubbles, you done did your thing tonight, girl. You done rolled all the way to the finish line with us. You feel me? So we appreciate that. We appreciate that, and it's an honor having you on the show tonight. So what we're going to do right now, Ms. Bubbles, we're going to roll with a song called Infowar, and then we're going to close out the show and give everybody their last words to say towards you or their last shout-outs and give them the information for you so adults to contact them. So we want everybody to hold on, and we're going to give you this last track of the night.
Okay.
9/11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City. Agenda 21.
They know some of us.
No, but they think most
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire pointed in. These are my current events. Infowar.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking this. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating InfoWars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision,
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullish,
goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision,
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullish,
goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones,
but not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones,
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way.
All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns.
They can't fool us, we're not the ones.
They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball.
We're patriots, they best heed the call.
As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers.
Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble.
Warning shot, we are coming, that is all.
There's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision,
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision,
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
1984,
no 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves,
we ain't gonna be your bingo.
We ain't gonna be your punk.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of, so feel this, when we think it won't hurt, just a little prick.
Little arrow, yeah, bit, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, we're down the knife.
If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you.
So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you.
We're standing on ground, don't get too close.
But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast.
From coast to coast, and see the shining sea.
We won't stand for this.
No, none of your heroes.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're kicking it with the one and only Bubbles in the house. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the people that's been on the line tonight before we go back to Bubbles, and we're going to go and give everybody their last shout-outs. All right, caller, 2813, last four digits.
Bubbles, giving you a shout-out, girl.
All
I love
right,
you.
You know. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in to the show tonight, too, you know. And keep doing what you're doing positive, too, young lady.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
All right, we're going to go to my main man. We're going to give you a last shout-out, my brother. Brother Donovan?
Oh, yeah. I want to say to Bubbles that I'm proud of her because I've been with her during her transitional phase, and she has what it takes to make a difference. She has what it takes to make it all happen and make it all right. And pretty soon she'll be starting her own thing, and I want you to know you have all my support as usual, and I'm proud of you, babe. I love you. And all the ladies at the Cannon House, I want to say what up. And to my homies up on death row, big time, Pee Wee, my homeboy in the county jail fighting, who just left death row trying to get out, Fat Rat. I want to send my love into all my homeboys in these concentration camps in California. I want to send all my shout-outs to all my homeboys from the east side and to all the homies from the west side and to all the organizations that are out there making a difference. And once again, I also want to send a big shout-out to you and Lucinda and making it all happen.
Hey, we appreciate that, good brother, you know. And like I said, we're going to get your information from the wave, and I'm going to shoot you off some this week, you know, start sending you information about the Streets Don't Love You Back, and you'll start getting real familiar with our organization and what we do to help on the global level.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you, my brother. You just hang in there to the last duration. We'll be right back.
All right, for sure.
All right, we had a 9928. We right back, New York. What's good?
Okay, yeah, everything good. I'm real glad to know I'm in contact with Bubbles. You know, I'm one of the original B-Bos, originally from New York. They have us on channel, on the History Channel. They talk about us a lot. But I'm glad the same thing Bubbles is doing, that's what I'm doing over here. So I'm glad that we got that link up. And me and Bubbles are going to be really working together, you know. I really appreciate what Bubbles is doing. Bubbles is good people, man. I like her. She's good people. And thank you for having me on this here tonight with y'all. You know?
Hey, that's,
much love.
That sounds
much love. Yeah, much love and one love, man.
That sounds like a wonder, brother. And give your information out one more time, brother, for the people to get with you up there in New York.
Okay, Bebo Entertainment at iCloud.com. And my number, 516-698-9928.
All right, that's what's happening, brother. And what we're going to do, man, my wife going to reach out to you up in New York, too, because I deal with a few cats up there in Manhattan and, you know, surrounding areas up in New York. So we'll definitely talk outside the show, and we'll get you some information, too, as well, on the Streets Don't Love You Back, so we can start pushing that education on both ends, yours this way and ours that way. So it's a double-up connect, you know, all around the globe.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
Sounds good. And we're going to go to the one and only herself, Miss Bubbles, and we want everybody to hold fast, you know?
Yes.
Right at you, Miss Bubbles.
Hi. I just wanted to thank everybody for their support. I wanted to especially thank my sister, Rochelle Collins, and my husband, the ladies at the Cannon House. And most definitely, I couldn't end this talk show without thanking Mother McAfee, my best friend Nadine's mom, who has supported me and prayed for me, and they never gave up on me. Through all the things that I've been through, my best friend Nadine has never, ever left my side. She's been a great deal of support for me, as well as my homegirls, Maxine and Lubin and Fritz and Tanya. I just want to thank everybody, and Skip and Ceasefire and Taco. And it was such a blessing to meet you, Mr. Boyd, and Miss Lucinda. And I really appreciate this opportunity, and I hope that we could hook up again and do more things together.
Oh, you know, this is just the beginning, Ms. Bubbles. You know what I mean? Like I say, you know, we love having this platform to help people. And by me being an ex-gang banger, ex-drug dealer, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, our journey, you know, with me and my wife to start things to educate others. So this is what's happening, and we're glad to have the platform, you know. And then we got somebody else that might want to ask you a question before we leave. Bubbles, hold tight, okay?
Okay.
All right. We got last four digits, 1369, caller, you on the air.
Hey, Bubbles.
Hi.
This your little brother. I'm sorry I'm so late, baby. But glad to hear from you.
Wiff.
Yes, baby.
Wiff is in New York, Mr. Boyd.
Sounds good. You know, New York is in the house.
How you doing, Mr. Boyd?
Oh, we good, man. We're just blessed to have Ms. Bubbles on the show and educating these youths and these elders about what time it is, trying to help save a life. That's the bottom line.
That's the speaker for us, man. She always saving a life. That's the speaker for us. So that's our teacher.
Amen. So you know,
that's what keeps me in shape. So, like, when she says something, that's what goes. We don't back talk. We don't second guess. That's what we do.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? And that's coming from a comrade that already know the other comrade that been there and did that and survived the task. So you definitely have to listen to the one that done crossed over the mulberry bush and standing up still alive, you know what I mean? Even after the war was over, the smoke done clear, Bubble still standing. It's just
that's a fact. She have us behind her, 129%.
That's what I'm talking about, brother, you know. So we definitely kicking it live out of New York as well. And, you know, with that being said and did, any shout-outs you'd like to give before we get off the line tonight, while you're still online?
Well, I want to shout out Big Bubble for making things happen. And my family, Kai, Mook, Smiles, Come Home Soon, a few others. I love y'all, brothers. Let's increase the peace against the violent acts. Love y'all.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So, Ms. Bubbles, we're going to, you know, we appreciate everybody who came to the show tonight and heard the message, heard the testimony around the globe, and we just thanking everybody who tuned in. Any last words before we go out tonight, Bubbles?
No, just God bless everybody, and remember, keep the peace. If you have any problems, anybody need to reach me, my email is bubbles289@gmail.com, or you can contact Girls in Gangs.
And that's what it is, you know. So I'm going to give my missus the last words, and we thank you once again for coming on, Bubbles. And those who have not went to our website yet and joined our movement site, you can go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. There you will get all kind of resources, information. It's a whole lot. So you better have a lunch and something to drink, because when you pull up to the computer, there's no quick look. You know, it's a lot of information to help you out and to help someone else out as well.
So I'm going to pass the mic to the missus and thank everybody who tuned in tonight. Much love.
All right. I just want to thank everybody that called in tonight and showed the love and support to Bubbles. And thank Donovan for calling in. And, you know, Bubbles, just, you know, it was a great connect the other day when you got a hold of me on Facebook and, you know, we talked. And, you know, you have a lot of positive things going on in your life. So just keep your head up and keep moving forward. No matter what anybody says or does, you're doing the right things and you're on the right path. So, you know, happy to be your friend and happy to be, you know, working with you now. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ms. Lucinda, and you definitely will be hearing from me so we could work on this book. That's going to be the next big thing we got going.
You got it. Start typing, I said, and I'll be right here to help you.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Love you. Bye to you.
Keep in touch. Thank you so much. Remember, the streets don't love you back, and get to that website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com.
And before everybody leaves tonight, we're going to listen to the last song that we're going to do, you know, send out to Donovan and you know, Miss Buffles, okay?
Smiling faces, broken heart, shorty after life, is there, sitting here wishing hope. It ain't pain for my last breath, never was dealt the right hands in the first place. All I can remember is a picture of her face, she sent me away to call Katie. Trying to protect my family. Guess that's what it takes. You learn your lessons the hard way, but unless you learn, you take heed and you learn
Lord,
today.
Can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I didn't walk this way. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I didn't walk this way. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord.
Change my way, I gotta do something different, it's gonna be too late. Fight the fight, I gotta move on, keep my head up high, keep my spirit strong, who knows, heaven might have a place for me. So tonight I'm down on my knees, ask me Lord please, yeah. Can you forgive me,
Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong, Lord, can you forgive me, I didn't walk this way, Lord.
Whether it makes you happy or sad, it's up to you to make it good or bad. You hear me?